Well, this year, attorneys from across the country are marking the 50th anniversary of Legal Services Corporation, which supports civil legal action and aid across the United States. The Legal Services Corporation is a nonprofit that Congress established in 1974, thus celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. Here in West Michigan, Legal Aid of Western Michigan is headed up by Executive Director Pamela Hookwater, who is joining us this morning here on WKZO. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, pleasure to chat with you. Tell us a little bit about Legal Aid of West Michigan for those who may not be familiar with what you do.
Sure. So in the United States, you have a right to an attorney in a criminal case, but not in a civil case. But oftentimes in civil cases, the consequences can be very severe, and we have laws to protect ordinary citizens. So most of what we do at Legal Aid revolves around safety and housing and income maintenance. So we represent low-income individuals and families who are facing eviction, for example, or who may be facing foreclosure on their home that they own due to the mortgage or property taxes. We represent survivors of domestic abuse in personal protection order cases or divorce or custody cases. And we do some income maintenance work. So that would be maybe someone who applies for SSI or other public benefits and is denied even though they're entitled to it, so that they have an advocate in their corner to put their evidence together and make their case to get them what the law has in store for them.
And this is a free service available to everybody?
It is. So we're a grant-funded nonprofit organization. So we're one of 131 civil legal aids across the country that receive some federal funding. It's a little less than half of our total funding. We also are funded by the United Way, different foundations like the Kellogg Foundation, the Stryker Johnson Foundation. And because we are funded by those grants, our clients don't pay for our services.
We're talking with Executive Director of Legal Aid of Western Michigan. Pamela Hookwater is with us here on WKZO this morning. Now, recently you went to Washington to meet with some representatives from the state of Michigan, and I believe funding was on your mind when you met with them.
Well, sure. I mean, mostly wanted to make sure that the members of Congress that vote for our funding, make sure they know what we do and how it helps their constituents. But it was really great to be able to meet with staffers from different representatives in West Michigan, share what we do, share our contact information so they can give it out to others, and let them know how important this is.
And as we mentioned, it's the 50th anniversary of legal aid here in the United States, established by Congress in 1974. Is it fair to say that this is a service that mostly low-income people would be able to take advantage of?
Yeah, so right now, the funding that we get from the Legal Services Corporation requires that individuals or families be at or below 125% of the poverty level, in most circumstances up to 200% of the poverty level. So just to put that in perspective, for a family of four, 200% of the federal poverty level is about $62,000 a year.
So for someone here in West Michigan, and do you just service West Michigan with your local office here?
Yep, we have five offices in West Michigan. We cover 17 counties.
And for those who may want to take advantage of this and maybe are hearing about it for the first time, how do they find out about you?
You know, I think the easiest thing would be to go to our website, because it explains all the different ways someone can apply and it explains which office covers which county. Our website is lawestmi.org.
This year marking the 50th anniversary of Legal Services Corporation, supporting civil legal aid across the United States, and Legal Aid of Western Michigan Executive Director Pamela Hookwater has been our guest on WKZO to share some details about this service available. And we thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.